Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Welcome back. Sports Radio WIP, Buzz Wilson, Kyle Quinn, filling in for Joe and Hugh, who are still slacking off, will not return to the airwaves until Monday. We're holding it down for you on this Friday. Appreciate Buzz holding it down for everybody this week on the Midday Show. Been listening into you and Al and you and Rob Ellis. A lot of good stuff.
Opportunity in part made possible by the fact that we have a couple babies here new at WIP.
Correct. Yep. So would you like to expose the two?
Yeah, of course. So on December 30th, Tom and his wife Teresa welcomed their newborn Colin Kelly. That is their
That's
third.
A very Irish name.
Yes,
that's
Colin
a ridiculously
Kelly.
Irish name.
Colin Kelly. So he is now the youngest of three. So they have three babies in that house.
Congrats, TK.
And from the afternoon show on January 2nd, the Fritz family, Jack and Jill Fritz, welcomed Sutton Fritz.
So not Juan.
Not Juan. Oh. He signed with the Mets, not the Phillies.
Right.
So Sutton Fritz.
Not an Irish name.
Not he. And so he is now the younger brother of Walker.
All
so.
Right.
So I know that Tom's been out all week, so Broads has been holding down the morning show with Devin Caney. I got the opportunity to do middays. I'm going to get an opportunity to do some afternoon show producing next week now that Jack's going to be out.
Nice.
So a festive time here at WIP.
That's nice. And congrats to Jack, congrats to TK, and congrats to Walker and TK's other two children for now being older brothers and older sisters.
Yes.
So that's good, man. That's good stuff there. All right, so 215-592-9494 in just a few minutes. I'll get into a little bit of an assessment on sort of how we might look back on this season as Philadelphia Eagles fans. This thing does not end up in a Super Bowl. But first, spending a lot of time talking about Nick Sirianni's job status potentially being on the line with the reports from Jeremy Fowler and the speculation from Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, that with a first-round exit, he could be gone. Seems crazy to say. Of course, we have the Saquon record. Decision floating out there. I know people want to get in on that as well. And I'm a little bit nervous that Jalen Hurts is going to come back looking a little bit rusty in the postseason. We got a lot going on here today. Mickey in New Jersey wants to chime in on Saquon not being able to get the rushing record. What's up there, Mickey?
Good morning. I would say Happy New Year, but I haven't called in for quite a while, so I don't want to violate any protocol.
No. It's January 3rd, Mickey. It's okay today. The whole point is this weekend and Monday. Get it out of your system.
I am going to ding you, though. It's not the morning anymore.
Well, I've been sitting since morning. Sorry about that, guys.
Good morning,
Happy
sunshine.
New Year's still fair game.
Happy New Year's. I just wanted to comment a little bit on the Saquon issue. I've been listening all week and resisting the temptation to call in, but finally heard enough. And I really think you guys crystallized it an hour or so ago when you said that this decision is depriving the fans of an opportunity. Now, first Eagles game I ever went to, I was 8 years old with my dad, and the one thing I remember most about that game was a guy on the other team wearing number 32. And my whole response was, can't anybody tackle that guy? And, of course, that was Jim Brown. They were playing the Cleveland Browns.
I remember him well.
So that kind of set the trigger for enjoying running backs. And here you have Saquon, who is poised to do this. And it's almost like everybody is looking at, now I would love to see him win a Super Bowl, no doubt. But there seems to be an underlying current of, all we have to do is rest Saquon against the Giants, and then we mail in the Super Bowl. And there are a lot of good teams, and, you know, in my years of watching Philadelphia sports, first thing comes to mind, 64 Phillies. We can snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
Sure can. That's what we do here.
I'm concerned that we're going to do this, and we throw a clunker game like they did against Carolina and Tampa Bay, and all of a sudden the fans got neither.
Yeah, Mickey, I'm totally with you, and I'm going to get more into that in just a little bit. I heard some sound on Get Up from Dan Orlovsky that I totally and 100% agree with. Just to your first point there, I always thought that the running back position is one of like the most fun things to watch as a football fan. I grew up a huge fan of Brian Westbrook. I even liked the Rams for a little bit because Marshall Faulk was so awesome to watch. I love watching a good running back. I love a guy who's elusive, who's powerful, who's fast. Like, I think the running back position is so cool. And just the opportunity here that Saquon had to go and get that record and take it from Eric Dickerson, like, that would have been an awesome thing for us fans to have, Mickey. So I totally agree with you, man. I feel like we've almost been robbed of what could have been a cool opportunity, and the Super Bowl's not guaranteed either way. So, Mickey, I do appreciate your perspective on that. What do you got for me that's long overdue?
Well, I cut classes in 74 for the parade on Chestnut Street.
Oh, you want another parade?
For the Flyers? Stanley Cup.
Yeah, man. Boy,
that's three votes.
I got the people going on that one there. Thanks for the call, Mick. I appreciate it, buddy.
I was told this station doesn't talk hockey.
Not enough. You know. All right. I guess that tees me up pretty perfectly for what I wanted to get into next. So, Caleb, let's let the people hear this take from Dan Orlovsky in regards to what now that the Eagles are not going for this rushing record and that they're packing it in to sort of just focus solely on winning the Super Bowl. Here's Dan Orlovsky yesterday.
Andy Reid always rests his guys when they have everything locked up. All that is well and good, but they don't always have a record of this magnitude that also hangs in the balance. What's your reaction to the decision?
Better go win the whole thing then. I get it. Football-wise, I get it. The fan in me is bummed about it because he's so close. And I understand the most important thing is going to win the Super Bowl. Better go get it because you don't want to go for two for him. You don't want to pass on, you know, having his name and your team and your name and your franchise attached to that record and then not also win the Super Bowl. So if you're Philly and Nick Sirianni, I 1,000% understand the football element of it. Go win the Super Bowl.
I could not agree more. And I think now more than ever, it is imperative. And I know this seems like a lot to ask because, you know, only one team does it every year. The Philadelphia Eagles, without question in my mind, have to win the Super Bowl this year, or us Eagles fans will all look back at the season not only as falling short, but I think a colossal failure and a missed opportunity. And here's the way I'll put it. This has been, I think, somewhat of an unexpected season, right? And, you know, there were some people, we talked about this earlier, that had predicted a ton of wins, you know, 13-4, going to the conference championship game, stuff like that. I think most people sort of had them in the 11-12 win range, right? You think Saquon was going to have a pretty good year. The defense, maybe middle of the pack, et cetera, et cetera. But they've far and beyond exceeded our expectations. The defense looks like it's one of the best defenses in football, and they're young. They had Saquon Barkley go for 2,000 yards, a shot at going for the record. A 10-game win streak for the first time in franchise history. Tons of firsts this year for the Eagles, right? Going on the road and winning in Cincinnati. I think Baltimore, that was another first. So all of this stuff. But now, within 101 yards, you were going to tell me that you were going to rob us of going for this record because you're thinking about going to win the Super Bowl. I will say you better win the Super Bowl because I always looked at this as this was not an either-or proposition, Buzz. This was best-case scenario. They could have the record and win the Super Bowl. And then the worst-case scenario, you get neither. Well, so now you've put us in position to where the more likely scenario, because they're not going to get the best-case scenario, they're not going for the record, is that you get neither. So you end up running the risk of blowing the one seed by losing that game to Washington, refusing the rushing record that you know, talking to all these fans this week, that everybody wanted, and not winning a Super Bowl. I worry that this is going to end up being a season that we fans look back on if they don't win the Super Bowl and say, man, that was a failure.
So a few things. Number one, so I don't know when the last time you've looked at it is. Do you know where the Eagles rank in terms of Super Bowl odds, like chances to win?
Are they fourth?
They're fifth right now. So in case anyone hasn't, entering week 18, Chiefs are first at plus 360, Lions second plus 470. That will obviously alter depending on the game this weekend. Bills plus 600, Ravens plus 650, then Eagles plus 700. Okay, so that's for starters. They are considered to be top five to have a shot at the Super Bowl, and I think we all agree that they have a really, really good chance at this thing. We would feel good about them in any NFC playoff game, including an NFC championship, and the toughest task they'll have is, you know, either the Bills or the Chiefs, but they're only going to have to play one of them.
Or maybe going on the road in the NFC championship game.
That's what I'm saying, but I think we even still, I think the city,
we'll be taking the Eagles.
We'll all be picking the Eagles, right? He's almost hurt by the fact of how good of a chance they have here. Because the flip side of everything you just said, and sure, if he went out there and played.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
And all the offensive linemen went out there and played. It's not an either-or proposition. It's very conceivable that he would have rushed for 101 yards, broken the record. He would have gotten a nice ovation down at the link on Sunday. Starters get pulled. We're talking about a playoff game. Now, the fact that they have such good odds to win the Super Bowl, this is not 2021. Nick Sirianni was asked on Wednesday, why is this different from when Devontae Smith was allowed to chase the rookie receiving record the final week of the year? This is not 2021 where simply making the playoffs was a successful season. You're saying that they need to win the Super Bowl for it to not be a failure?
Yeah.
I was already at that point, and that would have been the case even if he got the rushing record.
Okay.
And we've also talked today about, you know, Nick Sirianni on the hot seat if they lose the wild card game. Guess what his job would have been if he advocated to the front office and convinced them, hey, we want to play Saquon on Sunday, and he rolls an ankle, or someone on the offensive line rolls an ankle, and then you lose.
Yep.
Guess who doesn't have a job the following day?
Right, Nick Sirianni.
It's not a risk you can afford to take, and it's not a situation because that the Eagles have such a good chance to win the Super Bowl this year, and they won't have a bye the following week, and they haven't had a bye since week five.
Yep.
Every other factor worked against Saquon Barkley. It's just the unfortunate fact of the matter, and we got bigger goals here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think all those points are very valid. And I always, throughout this, I understood the other side to why you wouldn't want to let Barkley go for the record. Understand?
It's like, not just the risk of him, it's the O-line.
Sure.
Them, yeah.
And a lot of this, if we're being totally honest about it, is a subjective thing. How important is that record for you? How important is it as important as the Super Bowl? Is the Super Bowl the only thing that matters? I guess the inflection point here, and this is why I feel now more than ever that they have to go win the Super Bowl, is because if they didn't, you could have at least fell back on the fact that it was a special season and that Saquon broke the rushing record. And I know that in the time, we're all going to be pissed off, whatever, you know, for the week or so after they lose, and people are going to be calling for whoever's heads, this and that. But, and I hate to be that guy, we don't win too much here in Philadelphia. We don't. All of our favorite
seasons. Unless you're Kansas City, most teams don't.
Right. Yeah. But, like, here in Philly, a lot of our favorite teams, a lot of our favorite players, our favorite runs, moments, come from teams that did not win at all. I mean, Allen Iverson in particular in 2001, you know, the 04 Eagles, probably one of the most beloved Eagles teams in Philadelphia. We look back on those seasons very fondly because they had their special moments and their special players and people that, you know, had that special place in our heart. 2,000 yards, I understand, is super cool. But, like, he could have been one of one. We could have been the Philadelphia Eagles' own the NFL rushing record. And I think that that would have aged better in time. After the fallout of people being upset they didn't win, that would have aged better. We would have been able to look back on that season that we took Saquon from the Giants and he broke the rushing record against them. That would have been something that I think would have been a point of pride for people.
And yet, what season gets remembered the most? If you ask any Philadelphia sports fan the best day of their entire life, what do they say?
No, sure.
February 4th, 2018.
Yes, correct.
Correct.
I understand that. That's the number one most important thing for a lot of people.
Chasing the record in this case would have lowered the odds that you accomplish that this year.
Maybe.
I think it would, because now you're tempting fate. Like, you know right now, Hurts might, we've been spending all show talking about he's in concussion protocol. It's not a guarantee he's good to go for the wild card round. Yep. Right now, barring a meteor hitting the NovaCare complex or him, tripping over, his own shoelaces, Saquon Barkley is going to be ready to go and well-rested for that wild card game.
Sure.
The offensive line is all going to be healthy. If you stick them out there on Sunday, you go chase the record. Mm-hmm. You are now taking an absolute that he's ready and making it a risk. With every play, Nick Sirianni, Howie Roseman upstairs, Jeff Lurie, they're all holding their breath. Don't get hurt. Okay.
Sure.
Don't get hurt.
Yep.
Okay. You can guarantee that they're good to go. You can guarantee that you're giving yourself the best possible competitive advantage over a Packers team who's going to play their starters this week. You can give yourself an extra week to prepare effectively for them, maybe the Commanders, and give yourself a de facto bye entering the playoffs. These guys, I thought Ken actually made a pretty good point. That
no way.
He did. That Cam Jurgens is the only guy who hasn't limped off the field at some point this year. Like, I can't imagine the aches and pains of being an NFL player at this point in the year. Do you know how hard it would be? You haven't had a bye since week five. The Eagles would have had to set the NFL record for consecutive weeks played in pursuit of a Super Bowl title. You can't tell me that you're giving yourself the best chance possible to go win the Super Bowl if he plays.
I understand the benefits of it. I do. I think, I guess, the way where I stand on it, where I've always stood on it, and we both agree, this is more of, each individual fan is going to come at this from a different way. What's more important to you?
I thought the level of value.
Correct. I thought it was worth the risk to go for the record. Like, I think the record is that important. I think it's that memorable. And I think it's something that we would have at least been able to fall back on had they not ended up winning the Super Bowl. And now I think the Super Bowl is just that much more important.
I hear you. And we'll go back to the phones here in just one second.
Yep.
If the Super Bowl wasn't as likely of a scenario as it was, if, to your point, maybe if we were New England or Kansas City, it already had three or four Super Bowls, maybe I entertain it more. Maybe if they didn't have a bye in week five. Maybe if any of these things were different. But it's not.
No.
It's not. And we also know here in Philadelphia that they play in a division that hasn't been won in back-to-back years in 20 years. And the Eagles have had opportunities staring in the face to go win the Super Bowl and blown it in 22. And then in 23, they come back the following year and the season goes the way it goes.
Yeah.
You have a really good opportunity this year that you don't know will be there next year, the year after that, the year after that. You got to give yourself every little advantage you can find.
Yeah, sure. And that's why I think at the end of the day that it's imperative that they win the Super Bowl this year, or there's going to be a really bad taste in a lot of Eagles fans' mouth. 215-592-9494. Let's get some more calls in on this. Pete in Washington, D.C. wants to talk about Nick Sirianni. What's going on, Pete?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm pretty fired up about this Sirianni talk. In my opinion, the only good reason to call for his head is because he's been a clown at times. Unless something catastrophic happens, like Dan Wilson said in the playoffs, it is way too unfair to be calling for his head. Now, hang on one sec. If you compare him, Nick Sirianni, side by side to Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh, who are the two longest tenured CEO coaches in the league right now with 35 combined seasons,
it's
only two Super Bowl wins, and three AFC championships, which are included in those Super Bowls. I just don't understand. What other reason could you give me an believers in Sirianni, like a different reason than him being a clown?
So, well, Pete, I will give you one. So I know a lot's been, and me, I've made a lot of this myself, Nick Sirianni's regular season record. It's impeccable. I love the fact that he gets the team ready to win and puts them in good position to win during the regular season. But I'll have to push back a little bit on this Mike Tomlin Harbaugh thing. If you go down to Baltimore, if you go to Pittsburgh, you know what a lot of them are going to be talking about? Well, yeah, Mike Tomlin stayed, and I can tell you for a fact, this is what they talk about in Pittsburgh. Yeah, Mike Tomlin has never had a losing record, But when are they going to be competitive in the postseason? And a lot of Steelers fans, I think, are getting tired of just sort of being, it's almost like the Sixers being in that purgatory that we wanted to get out of so badly, and that's why they started the process. It's like, yeah, winning in the regular season's great, but if Nick Sirianni gets bounced in the first round again.
Mike Tomlin coaches the NFL equivalent of the Sixers?
Yeah, well, no. Maybe. You know what? I've heard a lot of comparisons from the Sixers to the Baltimore Ravens, right? Like, it's pretty similar, and I bet you there's people down in Baltimore that are like, well, you know, this regular season success is nice, but when are we going to have postseason success? And I guarantee you that Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman are looking at it in that way, is that, okay, it's time for you to buck up and give us a Super Bowl win with all this talent and all of this good opportunity we've given you.
By the way, Doc Rivers has won a title more recently than Mike Tomlin.
Wow. Yeah. So there you have it. And yeah.
Well, I mean, Sirianni, I hope that, and I believe in him, that he's going to be doing good things this year. I mean, it's a special year. I'm really upset that Saquon can't get that, doesn't have the opportunity to get that record.
Me too, man.
Yep. It bums me so bad, but I wish we weren't talking about Sirianni's head over and over. I mean, the guy is just like Hurts, a winner.
Yeah, sure. And to be clear, Pete, like, this isn't something I just pulled out of thin air. Like, there's sort of speculation,
Jeremy
rumors,
Fowler
reporting.
We're not stirring it up for fun.
So, it seems like they're hearing it from somewhere and it's on the table. Look, I'm a big Sirianni guy too. I hope that this isn't even a discussion that we have to have. And they go on and they win the Super Bowl. And then, you know, we're not sitting here having to talk about, man, they screwed up. The season's a failure. Saquon didn't go for the record. And Nick Sirianni's got to go, this and that. Pete, before I let you go, buddy, what's long overdue?
The government disclosing to the public the truth about the extraterrestrial
aliens.
UFOs.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know where that was going.
When
he said the government.
You start off with the government. I'm like, you know, we do have 1210. See?
He said the government unveiling the truth. And I was like, oh, no.
Are you a believer in aliens, Buzz?
No.
Wow.
I'm not into.
Ooh.
I mean, sure, they could exist.
Yeah.
Maybe on another planet.
Right. Yeah. I always wonder about the truth behind any of these.
UFOs,
or UFO sightings, and you know we got drones and stuff nowadays.
The drones,
you know,
is weird.
It is a little bit weird. The drone stuff.
They were just all over Jersey.
The drones. The drones were. What, recently?
Yes. You haven't heard about this for like a month at this point.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was close by. I just knew that there were drones.
No, there have been drones hovering over Jersey for a while, and
that's
unclear where they're coming from.
It's a little bit worrisome. All right.